Sportsnet 650.
Jim Fox will be working the LA broadcast as he always does, and he joins us now on Point. Jim, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. We sit in Vancouver surprised at the start we've had from the Canucks in the sense that, hey, they've been competitive. They've had some decent games. They've fallen a bit. What's the thought in Los Angeles? Because if we could find that fountain of youth that some of the veterans there have, I think we'd want it up here on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's certainly been satisfactory, I guess. You know, everyone always wants more. But I think if you look at the bottom line and the record where the Kings are right now, it's been great. Most people have been talking about the environment and the atmosphere, more creation, more fun, if that's possible. It's chicken and egg. Do you win and have fun, or do you have fun and win? It's just all coming together. The guys you mentioned, the Kopitars and the Browns, and you know the veteran guys are coming back. But it's also, you know, four players on the Kings this year have scored their first NHL goal, so it's a little influx of that youth too. But overall, it is a new style. It is more creative. It's a little bit more wide open. Right now, they're in a little bit of an evolution process where they're trying to really figure out, you know, when to make the play and when to make the safe play. But other than that, it's all fine here so far in LA.
Was it how much of the conversation that happened this offseason, moving on from Daryl Sutter, was it just time? You mentioned the different environment, the different feel around the team. Was it part and parcel with the head coach just maybe getting past his due date in Los Angeles?
If we're going to go there, I always have to preface it by, you know, our extreme gratitude to Daryl for winning two Stanley Cups for the Kings.
Yeah.
And, you know, he certainly was a big, big part of that, coming in and instilling almost a less X's and O's and more are you ready to play tonight attitude. And that certainly worked. I think that people that have been around Daryl before know that he's very demanding. He can be gruff at times, but the bottom line is he usually gets results. Having said that, when the results stop coming, then all of a sudden it starts wearing on people, and I think that's possible what happened. And, you know, again, I'm going to what the players are saying, where, you know, Anji Kopitar is saying, Jesus, nice to have John Stevens' voice on the bench, and, you know, Dustin Brown's resurgent coming back that way, and Drew Doughty saying he's never had more fun since the Kings have won Stanley Cup. So, the atmosphere has turned. Now, again, there's still a long way to go here, and the King, it's only two in a row. I'm not jumping off the cliff or anything, but the Kings have been, you know, a little bit the puck management issue, that nice new term that everyone uses nowadays. It's kind of slipped a little bit, and they're trying to get back to it. But, again, back to the overall effect, you take the record right now, and you just want to build on it.
Who would carry the Daryl Sutter influence of, yes, it was great, he got you Stanley Cups, now things are good, you're having fun, the wins are coming up, but there's got to be the Drew Doughtys and the Dustin Browns at some point when things aren't going well that they realize, hey, guys, let's just settle down and let's get hard on ourselves to be better. Will that kind of residual effect still be with this main core of guys?
Yeah, that's a good take. Certainly, John Stevens brought that up the other day. He feels one of the biggest strengths of this group is that they have been honest with each other, and they realize some of the wins they've picked up. You know, like every team, they're saying, well, they've still got a lot of things to work on. And some of the losses, you kind of look at it, you go, well, they played a pretty good game. So you have to analyze the process, and I think that's there. I think the best way to kind of touch on what you're touching on there is Brooks Lake. He came to the Kings on a PTO, didn't make it out of the start of the season, is on the team now, and he looks at the group, and I've asked him, and he said, you know what, I can tell they have history together. So he gets the feeling that the core group is the group that won two Stanley Cups together, and they know what it takes. So I think that's kind of what you're touching on, and when things do, you know, you get a little adversity, that's when you're going to have to go there, because everyone knows when you win cups, you got to go through adversity. It's not always going to be fun every day. It's not always going to be one of those things where it just opens up and becomes easy. It's never that way. And this group probably has that. And I think Brooks brought it up probably the best way, where he says, you know, this group has history.
Some of it is just plain old luck, right, Jim? I mean, last year, Anže Kopitar finishes the season, 76 games, 12 goals. First year of his career with a shooting percentage under 10, and he's bouncing back this year. And any team across the National Hockey League, whether they're struggling or performing well, you look to their best players, and usually the best players are the ones carrying them, and Ange is back to form this year.
Yeah, there has been, you know, there's a change again to the overall philosophy of the team where they're trying to work on certainly maintaining the possession numbers they've had in the past, which have been right at the top of the league. But having, you know, talking about that, they want to be more creative and get higher quality scoring chances. So the possession is probably going to dip a little bit because there's going to be a few more turnovers because you're trying to create more. You're trying to make a play. And I think Ange has been a beneficiary of that. His entries into the offensive zone, he seems to be attacking the middle more. He does seem to have more of a shot mentality, and maybe it's because of the way the Kings are coming up the ice that he finds himself in a better position on the ice, that he has more confidence that the puck will go in. So there's been at least three or four times this year where he's entered the offensive zone right down the middle, let a wrist shot go, or followed up a play that was right down the middle, and he's getting the puck in that area, and the puck's going in.
Jim, as you get set to broadcast this game tonight for the LA Kings, what do you make of the opposition coming to now into town in the first 6 weeks for the Vancouver Canucks?
Well, we had a chance to spend time with them in China preseason, so that was really good to get to know, you know, Travis Green and the new kind of system and approach and things he wants to do. I think the Kings are evolving, certainly as a team, because of the style they've been asked to really, the style that was very successful for them. They've asked, been tweaking that and trying again to get more creative. Vancouver looks more like, again, a team evolving personnel-wise, where they really, you know, it's all going to go back to the Sedins, right? Their numbers are not there. Their time on ice is not there that once was, those types of things. So they're looking for newer faces to get the job done. I think with the Kings, it's still looking at the veteran group, that core. Vancouver, a little bit more of a turnover. And now, having said that, you guys know what I'm going to talk about here. You know, having watched the Sedins for so many years, I don't trust those guys. They're just too good. I mean, you know, maybe it's not going to be there like it once was, but I would never, ever, ever give them an inch, because you give them that inch and they're going to find a wide open play to make. But yeah, two teams kind of evolving, one because of a system and maybe one because of personnel.
We were talking earlier about the Great Western Forum and how, you know, when you were there, it was the place, and Gretzky gets there and the stars started to come. Where do the LA Kings games rank on things to do right now in the Los Angeles Spectrum now that the Rams are there? Is there still that interest, that following from the Hollywood types to hockey?
Oh, yeah. I think you see that all the time. And in all honesty, guys, you know, when we play a Canadian team, there's a lot of ex-Canadians that are here. Well, I mean, they're still Canadian, but there may be transplanted Canadians who are in the entertainment industry, and they end up showing up at a lot of our games. So that happens quite a bit. It's still certainly, now when you win two Stanley Cups in 3 years, and even the other year in 13, the Kings went all the way to the Western Final. So they had a real, that has really solidified this franchise in this market. You're right, though. I mean, now the NFL is back, not only with the Rams, but the Chargers are playing here, too. You know, the Clippers and the Lakers are finding it difficult to get going, and the Dodgers just come off a World Series where they lose in Game 7. So it's always going to be a battle. I hadn't even talked about USC, UCLA.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole different thing. But you guys, winning changes things. And since the Kings have won, they are a fixture now. It's not something that people jump on the bandwagon. And of course, the fans have been there forever. The fans have been phenomenal, and it still sells out. That's not the issue. But yeah, the coverage is still there because I think there's a respect factor given to the Kings.
Well, you've been a fixture with this team on the ice and in the broadcast booth. We appreciate you taking the time today, Jim. Have a good call tonight.
Sportsnet 650.